welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today, I want to talk about homesteading, preparing for homesteading while in a disaster, and what am I doing right now with everything going on. So please join me for today's show and listen to my struggles and also some awesome things that I've been doing. Well, welcome back. So again, I'm still using my phone. I still haven't got caught up on having the proper tools. So I'm just using Anchor's podcast app and my phone without anything else. So it may not sound as great as before, and I'm not cutting anything out. So this is just like me talking to you guys as a friend. I also have a really bad migraine, and I think it's just a lot of the stress and maybe some seasonal changes going on. But I want to talk to you guys about homesteading and how I'm kind of doing that through, I guess, the tragedy of losing our home. So we moved out here on our land about, I think we have like 8 acres, about almost a year, it was like a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. And we wanted to homestead. That's been my dream for so long. And one of the very first things we did is a garden and chickens. So we are still having, we still have our chickens. And one of the reasons why we chose to get an RV and live on our land instead of like renting an apartment or something else was because we're still trying to homestead here. So our chickens, they are pretty free ranged, and that hasn't really changed with us being in our, living in our RV. So when it comes to the other part of that is gardening. Well, I lost all of my seeds, all of my records, everything that I did from the previous year and a half. So I got to go seed shopping. So in this midst of I have to go and buy things, I was like, okay, I have to get seeds. Like, it's spring's coming up, and you can also grow things through the winter. So there's a few places that I get seeds from. Baker's Creek. I love Baker's Creek. I think it's also called like rareseeds.com. I love them because it's like heirloom, organic, like they're really good. Their packaging is very beautifully done. It usually has like the seed's name, the Latin name. It has a picture of something pretty usually. And then it has like some directions like when to plant, you know, direct sow, which means you put it directly in the ground, or do you need a seed start it? So it has a lot of information. They are a little bit pricey. I don't know. I think seeds in general can be pricey, but they're not overly priced. Like, they're not the most expensive place that I buy seeds from. And they usually have like, you get a free seed. So they're a really good company that I love to get seeds from. The other company that I like to get seeds from is called Seeds Now. And I believe I have a coupon code, so I'm going to link that below. And if you'll use my direct link, then that will, I'm like an affiliate, I guess. So if you use that below, then you'll get, not only will you support me, but you also get a discount. One thing I like about their company, they also have a wide range, like Baker's Creek, but they have sample packs. And I love buying the sample packs because, one, it's a lot cheaper. And also, two, I may not enjoy that plant for next year, so I may not use it. I also can seed collect from the plants I grow. And so it allows me to have a little bit less, I guess, seed inventory versus having like 100 seeds. I'm from like Baker's Creek, you know, I might get like 30 seeds for a sample pack. They also have regular sizes and they have extra large sizes. So I know I eat and grow a lot of beets and radishes because they're so quick. They're really fast food as far as like putting them in. They grow really quickly. So I could buy a big pack, which would be like 500 seeds. So their prices are also very well, and they are also heirloom. So you don't really buy GMO seeds. So just let people know that. Like, you can go buy GMO seeds, but it's a hassle. It's not like you could just go to your, store and pick out like a little packet. Usually that's like, you'll know if it's a GMO. Everything else is going to be like a non-GMO. Just to put that out there. They have some organic seeds, not all organic. So if that, if you're really adamant about having only organic, they do offer that as well. They are definitely probably one of the cheaper ends of seeds. And they have a really big variety. Now, on the downside is I really don't like their seed packets because they're like little baggies. So it comes with like the name and how many seeds and like their logo, but it doesn't really come in with like when to plant it, how to plant it, the spacing, or any of that. So you're just gonna have to know that. But their website does offer that information. And they also have like a free ebook that you can get as well. The other place that I like to get seeds at, of course, you can get them at your store, at the stores, but you're not really getting a large variety. Like, I think I went a little overboard, of course, because I have issues with not being frugal or minimal when it comes to books and seeds. It's an issue. I think about like 10 or 15 different varieties of basil, but I love basil and we grew so many last year and I love the different varieties. So the other company I like to get from, and I'm really having a hard time right now to remembering it, but they Seed Savers, that's what it's called. They seed save, and so you can get a lot of really cool, awesome seeds that are really different and unique. And I like to get their different variety of seeds. And they also have a membership, and they have a really good seed packet as well. And again, it's gonna be like Burpees. You only have like one size. There's no, not like choosing your different sizes. And they are the more expensive seed that usually it's more expensive. But they do have like a membership program. And you can get a discount. I think it's like 10% off of the year if you help donate. And it's a nonprofit organization. So I like to go there as well. And the other place that I have bought from once or twice is called Dollar Seeds. And again, I'm just going to link all these down below. But literally, that's like $1 a packet. And I really don't remember what their packet looks like, to be honest, because I haven't bought from them this year. But that's another place you can get seeds at. Of course, you could always seed swap and trade with your friends and family. I often get together with my friends and we get together and see what seeds we have, that are different and maybe we want to try. And then we swap seeds out or lots of different ways to get free seeds as well. There's several websites that will usually hand out seeds for free or try them out. And if you have a disaster, like we had lost everything in our house fire, and if you had like, tornadoes or hurricanes, anything like that, they actually have a couple of them. If you reach out to them, they have programs where you can get last year's seeds for a discounted cost or for free. So, you have to send proof, of course. Most places are like that. So, when I got all that, what do you think this dyslexic and ADHD brain did? Okay, first of all, I ordered multiple seeds of the same thing from the different companies. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's the same exact seed. But that just goes like that short memory issue, and my ADD probably got me bouncing around and I wasn't paying attention and I was just getting things. Well, all of these seeds came. Okay, when I say a lot, I'm saying like three packages came. And I probably have, I don't know, too many seeds. I can't even tell you how many I have because it's a lot. Well, I got them and I'm going, oh no, how am I going to organize this? Now, I love organizing. I actually have been hired by many people to organize their homes and their offices. I'm very good at it, but sometimes I get overwhelmed, especially if it's my own thing. Like, I can tell someone else, hey, this is probably the best way for for you to find things. But for me, I always find like, okay, how am I going to do this? Is this going to be functional for me? Is it going to work next week when my brain is like acting totally different and I'm all over the place. Is it going to work for my two dyslexic kids? Is it functional for me? And what my organization looks like probably doesn't make sense to most people. I'm often told, of course, I think backwards or I think differently. So I think that kind of goes in with my organizing skills for my home. So I had a friend who said, hey, look at these like boxes or storage bins. And she said, you could, you know, maybe use those for seeds. And so I bought them and I'm going to link that Amazon link down below. And it was so perfect. I got these Ziploc bags. I think they were quart sized, heavy duty. And I wrote down like the types. So I put lettuce and I put all my lettuce packets there, you know, tomatoes. And you can go in as far as like, if you wanted to break it off from like big tomatoes and cherry tomatoes or tomatillos, like you can break them all up. I did herbs. I did medicinal herbs and like seasonal, like seasoning, like food herbs. Some of those you can do intertwinedly, like thyme. But, so I just separated them to organize it. And then I alphabetized them. And it is wonderful. I can go and I'm like, okay, I want to plant lettuce. So I know that most lettuces are going to be a cool weather. I'm going to plant that, you know. But there's a couple that I have that are warm weather. So I will be able to, you know, like, oh, I'm going to grab the lettuce. And radishes, beets, like rutabagas, a lot of those big rooty things, they are fantastic. Like I just sprinkle radish seeds throughout all of my like gardening because they pop up so fast. When you pull it up, it kind of irrigates the soil and they are so quick to eat. Like I think most radishes are ready in 30 days. So you could do like radishes and lettuce or kale or arugula, maybe some beets, some early ready to harvest, and you'll have food within a month. It's amazing. Of course, foraging also is wonderful, but that's another topic. So we haven't stopped slowing down on our homestead just because we don't have a place to live really. If anything, it's like put a spark into me more about having to be more reliant upon, you know, what nature has and be on myself versus, I don't want to say like, I guess comfort, right? Like we're habits of comfort, or what's that saying? Go guys. We are like people of comfort. We like comfort, right? We like quick, easy things. Sometimes we need to get dirty. We need to figure things out. We need to explore. And with dyslexia, I love it because I am able to explore and ask questions while I'm gardening and problem solve. And I look at things differently. I drive my husband absolutely nuts. I know this, but that's okay. And there's also some downfalls like, oh, I got to remember to crop rotate. I got to remember to do all the little things that you kind of have to do with gardening. Like I need to order nematodes, be organic garden. So there's things I have to go a little bit more above and beyond, but that's okay. So don't get your dyslexia discourage you from doing something amazing and wonderful. And don't let your dyslexia or ADHD like stop you from trying to be organized in your way. It doesn't have to look like someone else's. It doesn't have to say, okay, I need to have this organized like this because the people in this TV show or this book says I have to do it this way. It may not work for you. And that's okay. Because guess what? We're not everyday typical people. We're a little bit different, and that's wonderful. So I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. A little break from the fire drama of it all, but I will get back with you guys on some other things that we've learned from this, you know, fire and dealing with fire and ways that you could either prepare yourself, or if you unfortunately are going through that, you will have a voice to kind of guide you. Until then, I hope you guys have a wonderful evening and a wonderful day and morning. I guess when I launch this, it's going to be morning. But you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. And be sure to go out there and explore and try to grow a plant or two. Bye, guys.